Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, kicking off hour two here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Colin Steele taking you up till 8 p.m. I know we had some technical issues that last hour, and in one of those segments, couldn't really hear all that well. So I figured we could just do it again, right? Okay. I mean, only we know what was said, it seems like. And maybe some people on the Odyssey app, which I think was a little clearer. So if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you're hearing the same thing again, I do apologize. But I do want to get into it because I think it's important, right? We were talking a lot about Joe Dumars, Willie Green, the young players, Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen is a rhyme there that I did not intend. But just to kind of go through the stats, so both rookies, both first-round rookies ended up with 7 turnovers today, which is not ideal, but you're talking about young players who are being asked to do a lot, so you feel okay about it. Micah Peavy, who was the other draft pick, ended up with a minus 20, plus minus. He had 11 points. Derek Queen, 13 points, 10 rebounds. So a solid game. I think he had some struggle points. 8 of those rebounds were defensive rebounds. Jeremiah Fears ended up with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Again, those 7 turnovers. He had 6 fouls. Apparently, you can just foul until you don't want to anymore in summer league.
Is there a 10 foul limit in the summer league, or
something,
is it unlimited?
Because Micah Peavy had 7 personal fouls.
I'm just thinking because I think Kasper Shakochonis had like a game where he had 8 or something, and you don't foul out in the summer league. I'm pretty sure
that would kind of defeat the purpose of summer league, right?
Let me double check. It's either that there's a 10 foul limit, or that there's like no foul limit.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because you look at the stat line and you see more fouls than points for guys. But either way, so, you know, some fits and starts, some young guys kind of figuring it out. But, you know, I don't have any concern about the players. I think they landed the right players in the draft. I think Jeremiah Fears is going to be a strong lead guard. We'll have to see how much run he gets across from Jordan Poole, or if Jordan Poole is that lead guard. I think you would rather have Jordan Poole be the two guard, be the kind of scorer, the CJ McCollum role that you no longer have. And the Pelicans were at their best when you did not have CJ McCollum as your primary ball handler.
Well, let's stay on that real quick,
right?
Because I've talked about this before. The divide for NBA fans on Jordan Poole is pretty large because I think it's maybe moved a little bit towards the negative direction over the past 2 years.
I would
say
it's moved a lot of it. Yeah.
But there's still a divide. There's still some people that think he's still very young. He's 26 years old, that he can still be that type of guy that he was as the third best player on a championship team. Then there are the others that think that he's the empty calories, empty stats type of guy where he'll put up good numbers, but kind of on losing teams.
He's Jamal Crawford to me.
You know,
he's a guy that if he was my sixth man, I would love it. If he's my top scorer, my top scoring option in my backcourt, I have a problem with it.
Right.
But like, that's why when he was, you know, coming in, to spell Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and you just had a guy who was instant offense, that's fantastic. That doesn't always translate to a 35-minute starter role. And you need like his issue is he just never sees a shot he doesn't like.
Right? So the thing about Jordan Poole that's interesting to me, and that he's echoed this, that Joe Dumars has echoed this already, is that he's ready to play whatever role that the Pelicans need him to. With DeJounte Murray missing the start of the year, yeah, and probably at least half of the season because he suffered that torn Achilles in late January, he's going to miss some time, right? So you're probably going to have Jordan Poole be that starting guard for this team in 2025-26. But when DeJounte comes back, I mean, Jordan Poole could easily be a sixth man on this team and be, you know, your main bench piece, your main bench scorer, where you have, because you're keeping Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in the starting lineup if they're both healthy. Zion Williamson and Eve Mesier are both starters as well. So right off the bat, I think he fills in for DeJounte Murray. But once DeJounte's back, if they end up keeping DeJounte long term, I think that Jordan Poole ends up becoming a bench guy. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he plays right off the bat, because maybe he deserves that starting spot and you move someone else to the bench. So, but just having the options is good. And, you know, the fact that he's already kind of said that he's willing to take whichever role the team needs him to take is also a good thing.
Yeah, I'll say this now, and we don't have to get too deep into it and we'll find out, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kevon Looney is your starting five, to be completely honest. I think Misi is a guy who's developing, and he's a guy who's going to get a ton of minutes, but I don't necessarily need him in every rotation. I do need a guy who's just going to be physical and rebound in this rotation. But, you know, my question is more so, you don't see a lot in the NBA when you reset the deck in the front office and you keep the head coach. And I think Willie Green kind of got a pass this year because of all the injuries.
Yeah, it was a mulligan.
And because he has a connection with Joe Dumars, he's a Detroit guy. Joe Dumars came up through Detroit. You know, he went to Detroit Mercy. I think Joe wanted to draft him, but he went a few picks earlier. And I think that kind of saved Willie, because I don't know if that season was going to go 48 wins, even if everyone was healthy. I think he kind of lost the locker room a little bit, and the injuries kind of hid that in terms of you're not going to be as penalized for how things went because of those injuries. But I don't know. Like, I went into the season as a really big believer in Willie Green. I came out of the season with a lot of questions, and I don't know what his run is going to be with this team and how far you'd be willing to let it go. But I don't know. Like, I question how, if Joe Dumars is going to be a lot more forceful than a David Griffin was in terms of managing day-to-day operations around the team. That's not always a good thing, but I think in the sense that I want to see Jeremiah Fears play. I want to see Derek Queen play. I hated how they executed that Derek Queen trade, but what it tells you is like, hey, we are being decisive. We are going to get the guys we want, and I don't know if Joe's going to sit back and be like, yeah, yeah, don't play Derek. We'll figure it out next year. It's like, no. If you don't play the rookie that you went up and got, and then you end up in the lottery and you give that pick away, that's gonna reflect terribly. So I don't know. I'm curious. I think the leash is going to be very short on Willie this year.
I agree. And you're entering the year with him on the hot seat. But, you know, if everything that we've been hearing about this Pelicans team throughout the offseason is correct, as Joel Myers had said, that they're closer to a 49-win team than they are the 21-win team, then we'll see what will.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Like, Willie's going to have...
Yeah, but all that means is you're a 32-win team.
That's where their Vegas line is
set. That's
just
the math. Yeah.
Well, that's where their Vegas line is set. And I think that, you know, I would take the over right now, generally speaking. But, you know, the two rookies, going back to your point about them, in the summer league, ahead of all this, the draft picks, we were hearing that Corey Brewer said that they're going to play a ton of minutes, and they both led the team in minutes, 26 minutes, 33 seconds for both of them. The thing that scares you right off the bat is the turnover numbers, 7 for each. I saw a lot of criticism of Derek Queen, especially in the first half, that he wasn't very aggressive. Jeremiah Ferris was much more aggressive. But it goes back to what we were saying. This is like summer league is a guard game. Like, it's okay that Derek Queen didn't take 15 shots.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all wide open. It's, yeah.
The last thing you kind of saw from him was a good note where he hits that three in the fourth quarter, just kind of pulls up for this only shot from the outside. The thing that scares me a little bit about Derek Queen is I think he's offensively advanced. And I think they can contribute right off the bat on that side of the ball. His defense at Maryland was sketchy, to say the least. And that's the one thing about Willie, that throughout the rookies that he has played and the rookies that he hasn't played, if you can play defense, he'll have you on the court. He values that in young players. Derek Queen, at times with the Crab 5 in Maryland, they try to hide him a little bit when he was with the Terrapins. And, you know, that's not the type of player that you expect to get a ton of minutes with Willie's rotation. But at the same time, like you said, with the trade that they made and with the depth chart that the Pelicans currently have, Derek Queen needs to get 20 minutes per game right off the bat for this Pelicans team to not just, quote unquote, justify the trade, but also because he's your backup four right now behind Zion Williamson.
You got to be able to play him at multiple positions, I think, is the key. Like, he's got to be able to be a five for you. He's got to be able to be a four for you. And, you know, he can handle the ball a lot more than a guy like Misi can, obviously.
Yes.
So you can get him involved in different ways. He can be more of a threat in the pick and roll as more than just a lob guy. But no, he's going to get the Marcus Davenport treatment. He is. He just is. Because whenever you give up assets and whenever you make a trade, an aggressive trade, and there is reasonable criticism of, man, I don't know if you thought this through completely, right? Like, one of my bigger questions about, and I won't call it a criticism, it's more of a question about Joe Dumars at this point, is whether he's a little out of touch in terms of how these trades are supposed to be executed. How have these trades gone over the past 5-6 years while you are in the front office doling out discipline rather than, you know, managing a team, right? Like,
I don't think
a lot more like a trade that you would have made in 2014, whereas, like, all these picks now, like, I can't remember the last time I saw a first round pick just traded like that without some kind of protection on it. And keep in mind, I'm not talking about a top 8 protection. I'm not talking about a top 8 protection. Give me a top 1. You couldn't have sold them on a top 1 protection so that if either your pick or the Bucks pick ends at number 1 overall, you get it. You couldn't sell them on that.
Apparently
to move
not.
To number 14 in the first round. You're not moving up to the top 5. You're moving up to 14. What is there? Like I think Bryson Graham went over to the Hawks and was like, guys, I've got an idea. We can get this done. And the Hawks were like laughing their way to the bank. Yeah, maybe Derek Queen comes out and is a star, but like, you can do that. You can make those moves without being reckless. And to me, that's a reckless decision. It might not burn you, but you've set yourself up for potentially one of the most lopsided trades of all time. And I'm not being hyperbolic
there.
That's
a little hyperbolic.
It's not, though, because one of the only examples of a team giving up the number 1 pick was the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. And it was part of that Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, whatever pick swap. So the Celtics went to the Eastern Conference Finals and picked number 1 overall, traded back, took Jason Tatum. The Sixers took Markelle Fultz. It was kind of hilarious. Joe Dumars was like, hey, I'm big on Markelle Fultz. I'm big on Josh Jackson, low on Jason Tatum in that same draft. So, you know, I think you look at it and say, yeah, this might not go terribly, but you put yourself in a position where you might get the number 1 overall pick next year and won't be able to make that pick. And if that happens, then it is one of the worst trades in NBA history, bar none.
The new lottery system doesn't guarantee a damn thing.
I know it doesn't guarantee it, but you could have guaranteed that wouldn't happen to you, and you didn't.
Who knows if Atlanta makes that trade, if they have the number 1 protection on it. I don't know if they do. I don't know if
they do.
I legitimately do not know if they do. So, you know, maybe it would have been smart for them to say yes, even with a top four protection, right? We'll take this trade. But we don't know. They knew, the only thing that they knew was that the Pelicans love Derek Queen, and they probably had him top five or six on their board.
They knew the Pelicans loved Derek Queen a lot more than the Pelicans probably wanted them to know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a Bryson Graham thing. I don't know. But the Hawks got the better end of that deal, no question. And hopefully it works out for the Pels. But until Joe proves otherwise, I'm gonna have that question in my head of like, is he handling this well? So we'll find out. Either way, I'm a big Derek Queen fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not a big lopsided trade fan.
You said your piece. Well, listen, nobody knows. That's the issue. Nobody knows what that pick's going to be.
I know.
If it's 15 or if it's one, right? It's a completely different conversation.
But I do know the
everyone
Pels won't
chooses
get it.
What?
I do know the Pels won't get it.
Won't get what?
Their pick.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.